You're listening to the 12-2 Leadership Podcast. 12 minutes, 2 takeaways, empowering you to pursue excellence in all you do.
What's up, friends? Welcome to 12-2, where it is our hope and our mission to empower you to pursue excellence in all you do. We're going to talk today about Nike for just a second. You guys love Nike, I'm sure, because they just encourage all of us to get things done, right? I know my buddy Chad, he loves Nike because they're all about executing. They're like, just do it. Just get it done, man. Just chase it, whatever it is. And so we've heard all that our whole lives, right? For all, if you're listening to this, most likely Nike's been around your whole life, sending you, you know, Michael Jordan to tell you to just do it, whoever to tell you just to do it, just to get it done. But I had a question for you. Here, starting out. Can you feel me on this? Can you hear me out? I want to see if we connect here because I think we probably do. Do you feel like you have more to do than you can possibly get done? Do you feel like you got more things going on, more to accomplish, more responsibilities than you could possibly get done? Well, let me tell you how to handle the situation. Just do it. Just get all that stuff done. No, I'm just kidding. You can't do it all, right? Like most of us, if you're here, I've only been in America my whole life, right? US of A, Lee Greenwood, God bless it. I've only been here my whole life, so I can only speak to growing up in the South and being an American and being in this culture, but like we got a lot of stuff going on. It's because of our immense prosperity and all the good fortune we've had to be born here or to grow up here, to live here. And we can choose like what we're going to eat. We can choose where we're going to sleep, what color of clothes we're going to wear. We got all these options. And so because of that, because of our prosperity, we got a lot of stuff that we can try to get done that maybe if you lived in a third world country, you wouldn't have that. So it's a blessing if you got too much to do. Let me tell you, it is a blessing. You got to think about it that way. But the just do it moniker, the just do it idea, it ain't going to work for you, right? Like you're not going to be able to get all those things done. And so I'm going to give you some different advice today. And I think it's probably going to mess you up for a second. And it is to reverse Nike on this thing, man. Just quit it. Just quit it. Now, I talked to one of my good friends, Dr. Natasha Ganim, a couple years ago, and she was coaching me on some things. And she said, Josh, you don't want to quit things when you think that they're hard. And for you and lots of people, but definitely for you, quitting is the hardest thing that you can possibly do. And so you just need to quit. Like, that's the hardest thing. Quit. Quit that. She goes, you're not, I'm just telling you, I'm speaking to deaf ears here. You're not going to do it, but I'm telling you to quit. And I did quit, Dr. Natasha. I told her that. I did quit this one thing we were talking about, but it took me a long time. It was really difficult to just quit it. And I don't know why that is for us, but man, you think about all the things that you got going on, right? And it's November right now, the time of this recording. It is mid-November. We're about to have Thanksgiving. We're going to be grateful for all the things that we have and all the things we got to do. But we're getting ready for the end of the year. And we know what happens going into January 1st. We're going to say, you know what? I'll resolve to do this and to do this and to do this and to do this and to do this. There's all these new things we're going to try to do and try to accomplish going into a new year so we can make a new us. So I want to give you this advice and this counsel that I think, honestly, if you can embrace this and you can apply it in the right way with wisdom, will fundamentally change your life. And 2023 will be your best year yet. If you can get yourself to do this, and again, easily said, difficult to do, but the advice is to just quit it. Quitting's hard. And so it's going to be difficult. But what happens for most of us is, again, we got these New Year's resolutions, these new things we're going to sign up for going into January 1st. I'm going to run a 5K this year. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to join the gym. I mean, gosh, how many people say that? I'm going to join the gym. I'm going to add something new. In order for you to add the right things going into 2023, in order for you to like sign up for those things that are going to make you a better you, you got to create some space for it. You got to quit some things. You got to get rid of some things. And it's difficult. I know it's difficult. But if you feel like you got more to do than you can get done, then the only solution is you have to quit some things. You got some things that are probably lower level priorities, but they feel like higher level priorities because they're all those plates are spinning on all your fingers. And it's hard to know which ones are the most important and which ones could be dropped when they're all spinning. So here's what I want to talk about. What are the things that are most important? And what are the things that are least important? And for a lot of us, that's very difficult to come up with. That's hard to figure out. It's like, well, they're all important. So, well, if everything's important, then nothing is important. So which things are the most important? So I would encourage you to think about it this way. There are certain things and certain opportunities that we have in life where that's the only one of those we have. Like it's you're built in. And so let's talk about a couple of those. You know, parents, you don't have an unlimited amount of parents, or grandparents, or these people in your life. Like, you're their kid, they're your parents kind of deal. You don't have unlimited amounts of those. A job. Can you get another job? Yeah, you can get another job. Can you get new parents? Not really. I mean, kind of in some situations, maybe. But so which one of those things is most important? The relationship with your family members, kids. I have three kids. Could I get another kid? Yeah, I could get another kid, right? But the reality is I have three kids, and that's, I'm kind of content with that. I don't need any more kids. I love the kids I got. They're all I need. But those three kids are, they're my three kids, right? And that's a priority, and that's important in my life. Is that more important than my career? Well, can I get another career? Can I get another job? Yeah, I can, right? So I would rank, well, my kids and my family are more important than my job and my career. So what I want you to do, and this is the first takeaway, is this is really difficult, but actually, let me give you this. Here's what I want you to remember if you don't remember anything else. Here's what I want you to remember if you don't remember anything else. The Stronger Business Podcast, we talk about a max out moment. It's like, hey, if you just remember one thing, this is it. This is what makes you stronger. In order for you and for me to win in the most important areas of life, in order for us to win in the most important areas of life, we got to quit the least important. We got to quit some stuff. Because you don't have time to get it all done. The reality of the situation is that you don't have time. The reason you feel like you can't get it all done is because you don't have time to get it all done. You're signed up for too much. In one of my favorite books, The 12-Week Gear, he talks about, and I love this, the way he explains it. He says, there are certain things that you're interested in, and there are certain things that you're committed to. And most people mess this up because they have so many things in their life that they're interested in, that they haven't committed to yet because they can't commit to all of them. They haven't made the hard decision of which one of these things is most important. Let me rank these things. So there's just all these interests in their life, clogging up their calendar, clogging up their time, clogging up their mentality, clogging up, you know, you're thinking about all these things, clogging up your emotions. What are the things you're committed to? You can't have a million things you're committed to, and you need to rank them. Are you going to be more committed to your, by the way, as I'm saying this, no judgment, I'm not knocking it. Everybody's different. But are you going to be more committed to your spouse than to your company? Like, which one are you gonna be more committed to? Which one is more important to you? Some of you guys will choose, hey, you know what? My career, I was born to do this. My career is gonna be number one for me. If that's what you feel and that's what you want, more power to you. That's not what I would suggest you choose because I don't think it's gonna take you where you want to go. But if that's your choice, that's your choice and live with it. Make those commitments. Which one is more important? Because what's gonna happen, and we're gonna get to takeaway one here, because in order, again, the part of the promise to remember, in order to win in the most important, you got to quit the least important. I'm not telling you to quit your job too, by the way. Your job's important, that you want to keep it. But there's some things that you're probably doing that if you could carve out of your schedule, and it's going to be really hard to quit and really hard to get rid of, but a couple months down the road, you'll probably be extremely grateful that you did, because you'll then have more time and more energy and more focus to dedicate to the things that really for you are more important on the inside anyway. They're things that you would cherish the most. Most of us have all these plates that are spinning. And again, we don't know which ones are valuable, which ones aren't. We don't know which one is our, you know, our family heritage, this piece of fine china that your great grandparents brought over from Europe. You don't know if it's that or if it's a paper plate. If you drop a paper plate, if it spins and it falls, what happens? Pick it up or you get another paper plate because they're really easy to get more of those. The fine china that's generational is difficult to get. So you got to be able to figure out which one of these things is the most important area of my life I got to commit to, and which one of these things, like, hey, this is lower down the list of importance, and like, I can get new ones or I can just quit these things because paper plates don't freaking matter that much, right? It's paper plate. Throw it away. Nobody cares. Most of you guys probably don't. Some of y'all probably do. Some of y'all frugal people probably do this. You probably don't wash your paper plates and reuse them, right? You just throw them away because they're not that valuable, but you don't throw away your grandmother's fine china that came from France or England or Africa or Asia or wherever it is that your grandparents came from. All right, takeaway number one, here's what I want you to do. Here's what can make this, taking what we're talking about, winning the most important, quitting the least important, here's a tangible way for you to do this. I want you to take your calendar mentally if you don't have one written out, and I want you to take off your calendar's clothes. I wanted to say that in a way you would remember it. I thought about saying, you know, get your calendar naked, but whatever. Some kids may listen to this and may mess them up. Take off your calendar's clothes. What does that mean? Well, your calendar is clothed with all the activities that you got listed on it, right? Whether you have them written down or not, you know, I'm doing this. I'm going to work Monday through Friday from this time to this time. I got my kids' basketball practice here. I got dinner here. I got, you know, I'm going to watch the basketball game here. Saturday morning, we got the UGA game, or we got kids' sports or whatever. Your calendar is clothed with all the activities that you have. whether those things are things that you're committed to or things you're just interested in and you're clogging your calendar with. So how do we quit? What's the easiest way to quit? It's to quit everything. Just quit it all. Take off your calendar's clothes. Take everything that you have on your calendar and be like, naked calendar, man. It's just staring right back at me with nothing on it at all. It's completely naked. That's the first thing I want you to do. Tactical thing. Just get it all out of the way. Take everything off of it. Because it's hard to look at your calendar with all the things on it and then say, which one of those things am I going to quit? And start trying to quit. But when you take them all off and you put them back on, you figure out what you feel like is the most important. So step number one, take off your calendar's clothes, clear your calendar, completely get rid of it. Have a blank scope calendar and say, this is all right, going into 2023, this is what my calendar is going to look like. Some people call it the ideal week. I'm just going to say, hey, this is the committed week. This is what you're going to commit to. So takeaway number one, take off your calendar's clothes. Takeaway number two. So I want you to do that, by the way. Get rid of your calendar. Wash it off. Put it in the shower, man. Number two, give it a makeover that you'd be proud to look at. So we've all seen these TV shows like Extreme Home Makeover. I can't think of the name of the one with Chip and Joanna Gaines. I have no idea what the names of these things are, but I've been forced to watch some with my beautiful wife, Kim. But you know, there's all these things where they take somebody or they take a house, or they take something and they say, hey, there's some dysfunction or some discoloration or some outdatedness here. There's some things we don't like about the way it looks. We're going to like redo it. So we're going to redo your calendar. We're going to redo your commitments. Take it all off and put it back on. What do they have on those shows? They have like the big reveal. They bring the people in, they're blindfolded, or they have the big cardboard above the house and they move it away and they display the new look, whether it's the person that's got a fashion makeover, right? And they're showing they take them to the party and show off all their friends. Hey, look at Jimmy Bob now. Like, look at him. You know, now looks sophisticated. He didn't look sophisticated before. Look at him now in a suit, in his Johnny Mac custom suit. So you want to be able to have something going forward that you can be proud of. So what is the calendar that you would be proud of to look at for your life and how it's going to go in 2023? Moving forward, what are the things you want to be committed to? When you got all these things off the calendar, only put the pieces back that makes sense for the life you're trying to create. If you're a 41-year-old, 42-year-old man like me, then maybe it's time, not saying you should do this, but maybe it's time to quit playing rec league softball if that's causing you to miss your kids' sporting activities. Because maybe your kids' sporting activities and being there as a present dad is more important than that. If date night, if that's important to you for the person you want to be long-term, who you want to become, make sure that's in there. So takeaway number one, take off your calendar's clothes. Takeaway number two, clothe your calendar in a way that makes you proud to look at it. And again, overall, for the purpose of, in order for you to win in the most important areas of your life, you got to quit in the least. So, hey, forget Nike, forget Phil Knight for a second. We're not going to just do it. We're going to just quit it. What are the areas in your life you need to quit in order for you to put the stuff in that's the most important to help you become the person that you want to become? My friend, this is 12-2. It's our purpose. It's our passion to empower you to pursue excellence in all you do. And I think we gave you something today that can make you a better person in 2023, a new me in 2023. How about that? You can go with that. And anyway, I hope that you're inspired by this. And it's always my hope and my prayer for you, my friend, that you would require excellence from yourself and inspire excellence in others. Y'all have a great day.